Station J, British encampment. After the First Battle of Saratoga, September 19th, Burgoyne's army occupied this area for 3 weeks, waiting for reinforcements that never came. How were thousands of men, women, and children organized into an encampment, and what were their living conditions like? There were standard British military regulations for the layout of field camps. An essay on castramentation by Louis Locher in 1778 gave detailed descriptions.
The camps had parade grounds in the front for troop formations. Near this were rows of wedge-shaped tents for soldiers. Women and children, sutlers, wagons, and equipment would have been at the rear of the camp. The same style of linen canvas tent the soldiers occupied was typically assigned to men, women, and children as well. These tents, with no bottoms, had a supporting frame of two upright wooden poles and a crosspiece, and were staked to the ground. To carry away rain, small trenches were dug around tent rows. The size of those tents would be comparable to a two-person tent by today's standards. Imagine how crowded those tents were with 4 to 6 soldiers each. Of course, no cooking, defecating, or garbage in or near the tents was permitted. Latrines, or necessaries as they were called, would be located at the edge of the gully or cliff, if such existed. Otherwise, they were essentially pit toilets, with regimental necessaries being dug every 4 days or less, and located no nearer than 300 feet from the nearest occupied tent.
Just to your left is the area where the 9th Regiment of Foot, consisting mostly of men from Ireland, was encamped. In line next to them was the 21st Regiment of Foot, consisting mostly of men from Scotland. These were just part of the nearly 8,000 troops composing Burgoyne's army that arrived in this general area in September of 1777. Can you imagine so many people in these tranquil woods today?